Chapter 1. A cool breeze blew along the street. It ruffled the leaves on the trees that lined the road and caused an empty crisp packet to scud across the pavement and slap against the side of a wheelie bin. Detective Inspector Matthew Denning sighed as he surveyed the dismal scene. It was too early in the morning to be dealing with this kind of thing, he thought. A coffee and a Danish, then ease yourself into the day. That was his preferred start to a morning. Today, however, fate had decided to deal him a different hand. Gibney Road was a typical London street in the northeast corner of Islington, just before it runs into Hackney. A long row of Victorian terraces ran down one side, while solid red-bricked villas dominated the other. There was nothing remarkable about the street, except for the blue and white police tape that flapped across the frontage of number 42. The house was one of the large villas on the south side of the street, many of which Denning guessed had been divided into flats. Number 42, however, was a house, or rather, what was left of one. A couple of LFB fire appliances took up most of the available space in front of the house, and beyond them, a solitary squad car sat half on the pavement and half on the road, its blue light still strobing. Within the outer cordon, fire officers could be seen bustling around the appliances or entering and leaving the property. A long, thick hose snaked across the garden, disappearing into the dark void beyond the gap where the front door used to be. He showed his ID to the young constable standing sentry next to the outer cordon. "Morning, sir." The officer glanced at Denning's ID and pointed to a white-clad socko standing near one of the fire appliances. Denning nodded his thanks and headed over to join the group of forensic officers waiting beside the taped-off inner cordon. Seeing him approach, one of the Sokos smiled and raised her hand in acknowledgement. "D.I. Denning, what brings a nice boy like you to a gory show like this?" Sheila Gorton was the crime scene manager. She spoke with a faint trace of a Canadian accent and smiled a lot when she spoke. They had worked together before. He admired her professionalism and efficiency, while she seemed to like the